USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A sweeping budget bill is headed to the Senate after passage in the House. The somewhat bipartisan spending bill covers government funding for 2 years and pushes out any spending disputes past next year's national elections. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, voted no on the measure. He explains why.
If we don't take care of our fiscal discipline, then we aren't going to be able to defend this country. In 2024, we will be spending more on interest than we are on national defense. That is the real crisis. As Jim Mattis said, the biggest security threat to the United States of America is our national debt.
The spending bill did pass with 284 votes. President Trump is marking the one-year anniversary of the Pledge to American Workers program. The president says companies can train their workers more effectively than the government.
The governments get into that, and they really don't have a clue as to what they're doing, and it costs a lot of money.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Sex offender Jeffrey Epstein was found injured in a New York City jail. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Corrections officials at a jail in Manhattan say that billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein was found injured in his jail cell. He was reportedly found last night on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators have not yet determined what happened to him, but they say he will be kept on a suicide watch as Epstein has pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy and sex trafficking charges.
North Korea has fired two short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan, the first such test since a meeting last month between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Gordon Chang is a columnist with the Daily Beast, and he tells Fox News,
they are violations of UN Security Council resolutions, as were the missiles that were fired off in May by North Korea. And clearly, North Korea thinks it can escalate without cost. And until we start enforcing those resolutions, North Korea will be right.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
On Wednesday, Facebook disclosed that the FTC has opened an antitrust probe into the company. The company was also hit with a $5 billion fine, the largest the FTC has ever levied against a tech company for privacy violations. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News Congress may have to weigh in on Facebook.
I don't think you're going to solve this problem with the FTC. Congress is going to have to weigh in on this. I mean, Facebook is no longer a company. It's a country. 2 billion users. It can influence what we think, what we believe, how we vote, what we buy, even how we feel. Their business model is we give up all of our personal information, very valuable, in return for us being able to see what our high school friends had for dinner on Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I'm okay with that as long as people understand what they're giving up. And what I think we need to do is pass a bill that says, number one, you own your data. Number two, you can license it to Facebook, but the licensing has to be knowing, it has to be willful, you have to know what, they have to tell you what they're doing with it. Right now, their terms and conditions are about 8 pages, single-spaced, nobody reads it. You could hide a dead body in there, nobody would ever find it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.